Campus audiences in Milwaukee, Green Bay, La Crosse, Oshkosh, and Wausau had a chance to submit questions to the panelists in Washington, D.C. Paul Bixby of the Bipartisan Concord Coalition, Alice Rivlin, a Democrat on President Obama's debt commission, and Brian Riedel of the Conservative Heritage Foundation found some common ground despite their political differences. All three agreed that the debt is a moral issue, that there are no easy fixes like cutting waste or growing the economy, and that a rapidly aging population has put Social Security and Medicare on an unsustainable path. In the Wausau audience, the message was well received by Sammy Abadir, a local business and finance instructor.
The way Washington operates concerning finances, it is insane. It's not even in the economics books, which we've been teaching for the last 100 years.
James Romansky, a retired Wausau businessman, had some advice for political leaders.
Cut spending and also balance the budget and bring the troops home and maybe get term limits for our politicians so we can keep them away from the people that want them to spend the money.
The Washington panel disagreed on how to fix the debt. Bixby wanted all the Bush tax cuts to expire. Riedel wanted to keep all of them in place. And Rivlin wanted to keep them for the middle class, but not the wealthy. But all three agreed that Social Security needed to be reformed, either through benefit cuts, raising the retirement age, or raising the cap on payroll taxes. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.